Welcome to the Why Do We Hang Out podcast, episode 4, where three best friends and Robert come together every other week to talk about things we like. Robert, however, is mysteriously quiet this week.
Mostly because he's breathing heavily.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Like that guy who calls you on the phone.
And just breathes. It's super creepy. There's getting the hang up on you. Yeah. It's really weird.
How many times have you had that happen to you?
Just a few.
I think I've honestly like once or twice, but it's like prank phone calls.
I believe it's I believe it with Cabby because she talks to truckers all day.
Yeah, I work a lot. That.
Yeah.
I'm like, hello. Click.
That's the
I want to talk to a pretty girl.
I had one that used to call me Honey Bear every time he talked to me.
That would almost frighten me.
I was 18 and it scared me when he showed up at my window. That'd be crazy. He's like, which one do I call Honey Bear? And I'm like, I'm gonna go back here.
Yeah.
And hid in the parts section until he left.
This week, there's a business proposition. Chris gets oddly homoerotic about Fast 7.
No. Bromance.
Bromance.
It's a bromance. It's totally a bromance. Watch the fucking movie.
I want my Call food off.
Hey?
Oh.
It's not your turn yet.
Not your turn.
Shh.
Gotta wait.
Quiet.
Your line's coming.
You're almost
Hold
there.
It. Hold it. Hold it in.
Okay. And then Kale has been very good this week.
He has been great, so he gets to be part of the podcast.
Yeah, we invited our cutest member
into the podcast. Justin. As Justin had to bail. Because apparently, having a paycheck matters more than doing a podcast. We won't get into that. I mean, it's not like this is not paid. This is a labor of love, but whatever.
Robert was here, though.
Yeah, Robert was at least here. That was something. Yeah. It's not like he was working or anything. That would have been weird.
Yeah.
You know, but since Justin had to bail and Robert had to go cure cancer. Right?
Something like that.
We now have two new people on our intro. We have the awesome and lovely Kathy.
Hi.
And the super awesome five-year-old, Kale.
Say it.
Say hi.
Hi.
Okay, what's your line now?
Say your line.
Want a boob. Want to say cool? Freeze!
Game on!
Day when like you quit,
yeah,
but we were hanging out. Like, I just remember having to wake up early in the morning and you'd run me down to my dad's, and then I would just go down to the spag and you do like DHL, and then I just meet you at the spag and I just sleep on my dad's couch. And I remember waking up, looking out the window, and it's like we need to leave by 5:30 and it's 6:30, and I'm like, oh shit, we're late. And I look out the window and I'm like, he's not gonna want to get out. And I open his door and I'm like,
yeah,
Justin,
you had to be there at 7, right?
Yeah, because it was like an hour after you.
Yeah, I got there at 6, because.
Well, because we were running late.
So far up, we lived at the Y.
Well, yeah, you guys lived all the way up there, but I had that Montana run, so I.
Yeah, you had to get there.
I left as everybody was coming.
Because I barely saw you some days, like.
There were people there. I'd been there forever, too. And they're like, oh, hey, are you new? And I'm like, I've been here longer than you. Because I would get in before everybody, and I would load my truck up, and I'd be out before everybody got in.
Yeah, before 7, yeah.
Yeah, and then everybody would already be back by the time I got back. I was the first one out and the last one in, because my route was so fucking long. But
it's crazy. So,
that morning, because he'd been so stressed, like with the chain getting wrapped around the axle, and having, what was it, the first day? I remember you had, like in the 3 days. Oh, they trained you, but then they were like, okay, here's your own route.
Well, and, no, because she quit on him.
Yeah.
No.
Like,
yeah.
Day and one.
Then, like, she was a manager, and she was supposed to train Justin because she was leaving.
Yeah.
But as people did at DHL at the time, they just fucking up and walked.
Yeah.
Like, she gave me one day of training, and it was like Christmas Eve or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I just remember the
well, it wasn't Christmas Eve, but it was the lead up to Christmas, which is the busiest fucking time
it
of the
was.
Year.
Or the,
no.
No,
it
was.
No. Like the day after
you were there. No. You were there at Christmas. It was when it was just starting to get super fucking bad.
Yeah, it was like after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But it was,
okay, like that's beginning what it December. Was, yeah.
It was like but beginning of December.
I remember you just going, if it's snowing, I'm not going. And there's a part of me that's like, he's joking. Like, I always we're stress with the job.
That entire time.
But it's like, I don't stress with the job. But I don't think he's going to fucking not go to work. You know, like, it's Justin. He's not going to not go. And so I'm like, dude, we got to go. We're late. And it was, I don't even know how to describe it. He just puts his head up. Eyes don't even open. Is it snowing? Opens the window. I'm going back to fucking bed. And just goes back to sleep. And I'm just like, all right. And I went back to bed. And I just, zero fucked. I was like, that's cool.
And you made me lose my faith in humanity. Because I would risk myself and, like, go, this guy will work out. And every time, somebody would just walk out. And like, I'm not referring anybody for a job ever again. And then you were trying to get out of this bag. And I'm like, you could probably get on at DHL. They'll hire anybody. They hired me.
Yeah.
And then you walk the fuck out. And I was already done referring people. But I'm like, Justin's the hardest worker I fucking know. And then 3 days in, he
walks.
It wasn't
3 days.
No,
it was maybe a week. No, I had at least
like
2 weeks.
A week at the, no, you didn't.
I had like two whole paychecks from that place.
Semantics.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. No.
Yeah.
I remember it was only like a week.
They probably paid you in cash, so they didn't have to put you on the actual payroll.
Yeah. No.
Or they paid you with a personal check.
Yeah.
I remember getting two paychecks.
But I was like, Jess is the hardest worker I know. No way he'll fuck me on this. And I got that call, because my phone didn't work between Sandpoint and Libby. So, Sandpoint, because I had T-Mobile, and there's no cell service in Troy.
Yeah.
And so, I only had emergency service at, like, Bonner Ferry, no service in Troy. So, if I fell off a mountain, I would never get found. And then once I got into Libby, I got onto, like, Alltel or All-American.
It piggybacked on one of them.
And I would get, like, 20 texts. And a bunch of phone calls, like, call me when you get this. Jarrell, I'm really worried about you. Where are you? And I would tell the boss lady every day, just, I don't get cell service. Of course you get cell service. You get cell service everywhere. I'm like, no, I don't. The scanner gets cell service.
Bumfuck nowhere.
I'm like, no, it doesn't. When I get into Libby, I get 50 fucking messages on my scanner, too. And I got, that day, I got so many text messages. Where is your friend, Jarrell? I don't know. I don't live with the fucking guy.
God, I thought that was like the craziest thing too. Just to
I
be
tried
like,
telling him that it was not a proper vehicle.
To like, be
I,
fair though, like the
yeah, but that's what everybody was driving, Justin. So you were the same like, shit show as everybody.
No, they gave me a chain that was set for like semi trucks, and I was like,
no, they did have a terrible fucking size on everybody's chain. They were
horrible.
All just a little bigger than they were supposed to.
Because it'd be easier to put on.
No, no, at least not supposed to.
Because
it's
whoever's fucking
to snug.
Yeah, they're supposed. They're.
They well, I know that. I'm saying they got them that way, so they can be like, "Man, it's easier to put on."
No,
just
you
take
go.
A link out.
You go into the shop and say, "This is my tire size," and then they give you the right size of chain for it. And
because if not, what happened to me? What happened?
What
to
What happened? No, you're not supposed to take them on the fucking freeway. There's one.
I was going 30 on the freeway. It's the only way
sure.
to get down Sunset. I'm not going to...
I would have just paid to have been a fly on the wall of that truck and just been like, I just want to be a
part of this.
I never deleted those voicemails when you were just screaming at me.
I hate you. I hope you die. You're the worst person I've ever met.
He hits me up and he's like, I know, he comes home. We go to
doesn't even
spag.
Stop the truck
no.
screaming at me on the phone.
Well, no, because
I was trying to
speak,
so like I could judge how loud I was speaking because of like,
how
loud
it was
inside that
yeah.
vehicle.
But they were the best voicemails I ever got, and I never deleted them. T-Mobile, I guess, has a
recycler.
Yeah,
so we would just
it's
get
just
rid
like
of
these are your oldest ones. We're getting rid of them. I'm like, no.
No, I thought that was like the best conversation we'd ever had. And when Justin was telling me about it, he was like, dude, I don't know. I almost fucking died today. I was like, what happened? He's like, all right, the chain fucking broke. He was rolling around, called Jarrell, gave him shit, tried to go up a hill. Van decided to go fucking backwards down the hill.
He called me three times. He's
like, it was fucking bullshit.
It was horrible. And I still, they sent out another vehicle so I could finish my route.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's.
I made it to Freya, and that was as far as I slid off the road, too.
I thought that was so fucking, just every time you come back from that, and I'm like, man, maybe this bag ain't so bad. Like, it was so, the stories were so terrible. Well, I was still working this
bag at night.
Like, no, I know that. You were just working with, you had your Wednesday close shift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You did knock it down to, like, one shift.
Like, yeah.
Like, you were fucking Tron.
Well, yeah, because I was kind of, like, quitting. I was, like, moving out.
I don't know why Tron stayed there, because...
No, he didn't. He after he got his pin, he threw it away, and his then he left. Pin.
I know he left. And then, he wasn't working there when I started. But
and then he came back.
He came back.
Because he was doing...
He was at Kenworth with Kathy.
Yeah.
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 But he kept... He kept Sunday, and that's when I first met Tron.
Because he liked hanging out with
I had to get initiated into the Sunday club.
Well, yeah. I
mean, and then you guys were like, you have to drink salsa. I'm like, all right, whatever. And I drank the salsa. And you guys are like, welcome to the Sunday club, bitch. None of us ever did that.
Yeah.
Now we do that with Dead Heat now.
Yeah, that was Dead Heat. Welcome to the Poor Choices Club.
I had to get in the club to work on Sundays. Now that I'm older, I'm like, you guys suck, because I could have just had my Sundays off. Yep.
You know, you had in hindsight. Like, I remember...
But then you couldn't go to Brooklyn Deli so much.
Yeah. And what about reading comics while we were supposed to be eating Spumoni, going, we're on our break.
Fourth hour, going strong.
We got stuff to go do. I mean, I got nothing. We
watching start working Chris eat like 8 minutes.
And then we would, all three of us would slam cheese bread out in 10 seconds.
Oh, God. It'd be like, well, cheese bread's left. Cheese bread's done. God damn it. We would just crush everything.
Is that assembly line that one person cuts, one
slam out? We did too. One would cut, one would go gloop, gloop, the other one would spread. One would do would spread and slide, right?
No,
would do the spread and slice.
You cut in half, and then you spread it, and then you cut the lines.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of how when we did it.
Well, I don't know who did what, but we
probably fucking busted that shit out. Steve hated it because we'd get it all done and go, we're done. And just
weren't working the last 2 hours.
And got all of prep done inside an hour.
And he'd be like, why are you telling me this? Stop with the shit that I can get in trouble for.
Yeah, don't tell me the thing.
But we helped him out with labor so much that it didn't really matter.
You guys did because you had maintenance on your fucking screen.
Yep.
I did not have maintenance on my screen.
Yeah.
And then I became a janitor, and my pay never went up like your guys did.
It never went up. It stayed the same.
My maintenance was like 50 cents less.
You made more on maintenance.
You did because you got put the janitor, not maintenance. My maintenance stayed. That's why I worked that more. Like, my maintenance... my maintenance only went up like... Like, when Adrian would give raises, he would be like, well, because you're doing two jobs, how about we'll do a 5 cent one here and a 15 cent one there? And you're like, how about a fucking slap in the face? Like that. And it was always such.
And now when you get a raise, it's like a buck or a buck 50.
Yeah. I'm like, and you're like, okay. All right. That's weird. Like,
thank you.
Yeah. Like, all right. I'll take a dollar raise.
My first raise at my current job.
10 cents.
No. He's like, I'll add $5 to your daily. Yeah, $100 to your bonus. Like, all right.
You're like, you used to like nickels and dimes and maybe a quarter, and so they're just like $5, $10, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
$200? All right.
He's like, because I started right before Christmas. And so he's like, that was my old boss. And he's like, you did so well over Christmas. How about this?
Well, it's an extra $100 a
month.
Month,
yeah.
So yeah,
you can't hit on that.
I get a bonus at the end of every month for safety and
service. So it's 200 more or less.
No, just an extra $100.
Oh, then you get 100 bonus and $5 daily.
No, my bonus is a lot better. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I meant like on top.
Yeah.
I'm saying on top.
Like, I didn't die yet, right?
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
That'd be a good way to go, though. Shit.
That's a good safety.
Anytime there's like when we're at work now, and like the guys will be like, man, I don't know. We only get like 2 raises a year, and then they're like X amount of dollars, or like they get 50 cents or 25 cents.
Because they don't fucking know.
But we tell
how
them,
much money like, it is.
And we tell them, and it's like,
how much
you don't know
how
bad it is? And we would explain to them, you know, the stories of this bag of getting like, you guys work what? You all work 40, 50 hours a week, you know, and we couldn't do the overtime. But they would like, well, if you do the 10 hours on maintenance, then we all win. No, we don't. You win. We didn't win shit.
But just ask them if they go to work in Idaho.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we used to get paid, like, when you think about
it. All the
like,
people I work with are from Idaho. They come over to Washington.
Yeah.
Because it's right there on the border.
10 years ago, like, we get paid an Idaho wage. And now we're just getting...
Yeah.
And it was... I couldn't believe it. So hearing the guys, like, complain about it and stuff at times is just... It's so weird. It's like, man, we were getting, like,
to be 10,
15 cents.
Rob will complain about, you know, not having money, but he won't want to work his shifts.
That's the food service for you, though. Like... Everybody wants the money.
But they're like, but the worst.
But I don't want
servers are the worst.
And they try to complain. Well, servers make sense a little bit because they want to come in and like make all their tips.
But they complain about working a 6-hour shift.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Because
I'm like,
they get a lot of money for a little bit of time.
Yeah.
And the cleanup is what they don't get paid a whole lot of money for.
Which is, like, it just happens, like, as a server, it kind of gets indoctrinated.
But that's what you gotta fucking do.
Yeah. And they don't like, they're like, wait, I have to do work that doesn't include
But none of them actually budget out to, like, an hourly wage. Like, they just like, oh, I made this much.
I've got this much cash, and so I'm gonna fucking spend it.
And then they spend it, and then they're mad that they're broke, and you're like, you don't see the correlation here?
Yeah.
Like, all adults, and at this point, we've all figured it out. And if the three of us can figure out having some financial stability, anyone on the fucking planet can.
I've got her.
Well,
like, I'm an immense cheapskate, but I still have Kathy. Like,
yeah,
you are
cheap.
You're super cheap.
There's nothing wrong with being cheap.
No, you're fucking stingy. He's cheap. Two entirely different.
What's
things.
The difference?
You, when you're like, I want to buy something. Your excuse is, but I need to buy tires for my truck. Year ago.
No, because you still want me to buy a PS4.
It doesn't matter. Anytime we'll bring it, we'll go. Hey, Justin, do you want to get a pop? I gotta buy tires for my truck. I'm trying to save money for this.
There is a plan to buy the tires.
Yeah, you're Justin. How those tires look in my truck?
I'm here right now.
Yeah, you're here. Not getting tires in my truck.
Yeah, because I'm here right now.
Mm-hmm. That's the constant excuse for last year's. I need to get tires in my truck. Not joking. Really, for a full year.
No,
it has been. I need to get tires in my
truck.
2 months.
Keep
with Justin. $200 will cure cancer. Tires, truck. You gonna get them? Don't worry about it.
2 months.
All the time. No. Oh no!
All right, the guy that Justin.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
No, it's not.
Going out drinking with all your homies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the tires on his truck.
Club life. Yeah. Guess what? <I'm playing. laughs> Gotta hit that raves, you know.
Yeah.
7 o'clock in the morning is. Get out of the rage.
Oh, I forgot to get that card to show you that the guy gave me in the park in Mount Vernon. So he came up and was like, do you want to go to my church?
He was a pastor?
I don't know. He was in a suit on a 70-degree day out in the park.
Passing out
a pretty ill-fitting suit. But passing out cards to me, like, he didn't want to talk to all the Mexican people over there.
Having their little party.
Yeah.
It's really offensive of him.
I was, like, the one white guy in this park.
And he kind of beelined for you.
Yeah. And...
He walked right
by. I'm playing with my fucking kid. I've got Atticus in my hands, and I'm chasing Jack around with Atticus, having fun, and he beelines for me. And the park... We're in a very whitewashed part of this state. Holy shit.
Is that bad?
Everywhere I go.
You realize how white Spokane is?
Yeah.
Well,
just so you know, I'm aware of how white
I know how is. White Spokane is, but like, there are Mexicans everywhere else in this state.
Yeah.
Not here.
Well, no, there's Mexicans here in Spokane. You just have to know where to look for.
Yeah, he's in my basement with me talking about a podcast.
Yeah, the one in town.
But.
Carlos counts too.
Japanese.
Yeah. Japanese kind of negates the Mexican. We're not sure how yet, but it's somehow.
Yeah, but the Mexican part bleeds into your white part. The Japanese part blocks.
Black?
His
black wow, part. Way to be really. Continue with your racism.
For my sip of beer.
Yeah.
All that cough medicine, too.
I'm the worst about taking medicine.
We know.
Yeah, yeah. Just like going to the doctor.
Go to the doctor. How's that going?
Yeah. I'll go get tires if you go to a doctor.
I don't give a shit about your tires.
You wouldn't do it anyway. You'd be like, cool, you got tires. No, go to the doctor.
Oh, Kathy's insurance is going to fine us $1,000 if I don't get a physical. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah. They're that hardcore.
Yeah.
That's kind of metal.
No, like, yeah. Fuck them. I haven't spent a dime on our insurance.
Shame on you for not spending a dime.
My children, however, have spent thousands upon thousands.
That's ridiculous.
But so this cat beelines for me and gives me a card. Welcome to my church on Easter. And I'm like, well, if I'm not at church right now, what makes you think I'm going? Because it was like 2, 3 o'clock. 2 yeah. o'clock, because it was right before nap.
Yeah.
And they did take naps, I think. And then gives me a card. I'm like, thanks. And I go back to fucking around with the kid. And on the card, and I'll show you after this, it says, for that good old-fashioned religion.
That's scary.
No, it was even worse. Old-timey religion.
Tiny.
Yeah.
Like Pepperidge Farm Remembers?
Yeah, like Pepperidge Farm Remembers.
I don't want to be the Pepperidge Farm Remembers religion.
When the black people pick cotton.
When the black people pick cotton. I don't like Pepperidge Farm Remembers.
Pepperidge Farm
They have burning crosses every night. That's how you know.
We keep our yards warm by burning crosses.
It's to keep warm.
Yeah, not a part of that. Nope. Golden. Thanks,
lowercase
though. T's. Yeah. I'm putting a lowercase T.
For time to leave.
Yeah. Time to warm up. Party time? I don't know.
And then we were at the Space Needle yesterday. And it's, you know, tourist attraction-y. It's got...
Yeah.
Kind of a big thing.
It's like
not now. Seattle's so much bigger around it. You're like,
it's kind of a landmark. They love that fucking sky. It's like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah,
it's you see that, you think New York. You see the Space Needle, you think Seattle.
But Seattle has like Pike's Market.
And you think Pike's Market, but you see that skyline, you think Seattle.
Yeah,
because it's a fucking Expo 60 whatever Space Needle.
Yeah. Looks like spaceship.
That was the point.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go around the ramp up to the elevator that takes you up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the elevator takes you all the way to the ground floor
mm-hmm.
to the
shop.
The gift shop. I saw just teenagers everywhere on their fucking phones. I just wanted to slap it out of every... There was one kid literally sitting on the ground next to an outlet. He's got his phone plugged in and something else plugged in.
So like the commercial, like the wall each?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just ticking away on his
phone. No one's communicating to each other?
Because nothing says modern social communication by like, hold on, I need to tweet that.
And there's that ramp that kind of circles the gift shop to go up to the elevator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the gift shop, there's stairs that go up to like the midway of the ramp.
Yeah.
And... there's just teenagers all the way down the stairs and one old guy just clicking away on their phones. And I'm like, put the fuck down!
Well, upstairs didn't make it any better either.
I didn't see
the... Like in the tourist part? Like on the ring?
Because
I know they have the...
get
like,
up there now?
All the way. Like you can do dinner
the whole
and then they
thing
have...
is like... The I've big thing the is like, get the Seattle app. Get the Space Needle app. There's an app for this now. You can't just, like, go visit it.
And just enjoy
there's an
the
app.
Experience.
Yeah. No,
and have,
now
like, the cool wall
app.
Of, like, here's all the awesome facts about it. Nothing...
Yeah, no, because, you know, like, how you used to see all, like, the cool old facts inside the Space Needle?
Yeah.
Like, here's the big bolt. Some of that is still there, but now they have it wrapped in touchscreens. And
it's,
you can take
kind of,
pictures.
Feel really
it's
old.
Really cool.
I feel old because I'm like... Just give me the wall with the pictures with the words that I had to read.
But like that picture you take at the bottom of the
when you go up the ramp and you stop and they take your picture.
To be fair, when we went, we kind of just... I had slammed my finger in a door and Justin had saved my finger from falling off. Like genuinely like...
Justin
and
I both saved your fucking limbs. I still have troubles with this arm from when that muscle tore when we were... I saved you from
Dude,
the keg.
That was so shitty. I remember that.
I still have trouble with that arm sometimes.
That sucked. Yeah. I almost died. Like, straight died. I don't
Justin
that.
Saved your
saved
fucking
my life
finger.
Yeah. But when he saved... when Justin saved my finger, I was too concerned hiding my hand. Because we wanted to get in, and my hand... It was
swollen.
When I called my dad, like, we roll up, we're in the van, and it gets slammed in the door, and no one believes my... Open the fucking door! And Justin's the only one who's like, oh, his finger is really stuck. Not,
ha ha ha. You remember, I slammed it.
Because you guys are so
slammed
gay for
it
each other. He
Adam
knows when it's an emergency.
Pretty sure.
No. Adam slammed the door down. You were tying your shoe.
That's right, yeah.
And I was like, open the fucking door! And everyone else is laughing, thinking I'm joking because my thumb is stuck in the door. And he's like, his finger's really stuck. And he opens it, and it just goes, boom, instantly. Fucking huge. I'm like, oh my god. And it's like, from end to end, nail split, finger just swollen and just huge.
That's the fucking worst.
Oh, I can't.
Max did the same thing to me like a week later.
He did when we got back.
Because I had to work like the very first day at Spag.
All the way down my arm. Like the throb just hurt down my arm. And I called my dad and I was like, hey, do we have insurance? I know I'm like 18. Am I still on it? And he's like, no, because you're 18 and I haven't redone it. Why?
Yeah, they redo
I'm
it.
Like, I'm not going to the hospital then. Why not? What did you do? So I explained, he goes, go to the hospital. And I'm like, put the space needle. And I'm kind of here already. He's like, you're exactly. fucking serious. I'm like, I'm going to the space needle. It's, I was like, guys, space needle to the hospital. And everyone's like, space needle. We're going to the space needle, Dad. I'm just letting you know I might have broken my finger. Go to the hospital. When I'm done, click.
Those guys didn't give a shit about your thumb.
No, not at all.
Only because you would have been bitching the
entire time. I think only two of us actually had meals.
No, we all did meals. Didn't we? We did meals, but there was...
You guys ate in the restaurant?
Yeah.
But was it spinning?
Yeah. No, it was.
It was like $30 brown bites.
Yeah, they had like their brownie a la mode was expensive.
It was good.
It was fucking crazy.
They raised the price too. It's like $21 to get up there now.
But the thing is, like, it's like five teenagers.
Yeah, it's like five teenagers. And I'm like trying to hide my swollen.
Like, you're the fucking Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
How much for that little girl?
So we roll up.
The women. How much for the women?
We get up there and we go in, and I'm like trying to hold my thumb in my pocket. And my hand is just like, hey, you know, you hurt a lot, right? And I'm like,
because he thought like the waiter was going to kick him out.
Because,
like,
you know, everyone's looking.
He's already the only black guy.
No, I was. I was the only black guy in the space. He was like, I thought the black folk did like hikes. Like, you get that vibe.
It gets better the further down you get.
I know. They're really good. And so I go up there, and I just remember, like, keeping it in my pocket. I'm good. I'm good. And I was like, I just need a napkin, because there's nothing over it. It's just bleeding down my hand, and I'm trying to, like, hide all the blood.
We get this cloth fucking napkin.
Well, no, so we get up in there, and we wait for the waiter to leave, and I'm sitting there, and I take a napkin, and I'm, like, tying it around my finger, and we're cool, and we get our food, and we eat. And I'm like, holy shit, this thing does rotate. Like, you know, you hear about it. And it was like, well, yeah, it rotates. But then you're like, oh, no, holy shit, this thing does fucking rotate.
Were we just looking at the fucking ocean?
Yeah. And we totally, like, stoner-esque teenagers. Granted, the only two people at the time who even smoked, well, three, Pat, myself, and you remotely. But I don't think Pat was
going to go with us.
And we were just sitting there, we were watching it, and we all get, like,
Adam wasn't at the time?
Adam, this
no,
was
before. He started doing
fucking high school.
No, this was when he was
being all the teachers. He was still on track for a good career.
Yeah, he had a career before, like, the politician's
career. His politician career.
Technically, he's still on track.
He fucking, like, blame me for my... derailing.
Because you did technically like derail
that
his
was
future.
4 years before he got
on. Well, butterfly effect, dude. Don't derail your friend's future like you did.
Maybe. He
nope, that's on you. Adam said it was, and I kind
of
have to
like
believe
he ruined
him.
Mine and Adam's birthday.
I didn't ruin the birthday.
Yeah,
that one was on you.
No, that's like going after someone and kidnapping them, them getting away, shooting them in the back, and the cops being like,
"You were never
so you
kidnapped.
Shot them?" And goes, "We were trying to kidnap them. They were stopping it."
Chris, you are in post-racial America now.
No.
And no one got kidnapped.
The internet.
Okay, cross.
The rest of the world will go, no, not so much. Maybe. No.
There was a plot to kidnap you, but no one ever did.
Yeah, because I, without any effort, outsmarted you guys and went through, dun, 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 the other door. And walked away.
Nobody goes to the front door.
Nobody.
That was
just
the
like,
thing. Like,
bye.
You're supposed to leave out the back
Jake
door.
Jake was supposed to lock it all.
Yeah.
And not let
really, Jake fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, Jake was the fuck up. Yeah.
And he even put the trash bags in his truck so that we could cover you in trash
which
bags.
Which is some bullshit.
And throw you
like,
in the dog's
we
trunk.
Had,
you guys
had the
were,
trunk open
you guys were
ready.
Dedicated to kidnapping me.
Oh, yeah,
we were
in a conversation with Jake. We're like,
we
were
going to kidnap
there?
You
yeah,
only for like a few blocks.
Yeah, from the Spag to the satellite.
It's not that bad.
Doc might have done a donut somewhere.
You boys want to go to Mexico? No.
This
was
before his mafia station wagon.
Yeah.
Was that?
Yeah, it was right before the station wagon. Yeah. And then on my birthday, that station wagon got fucking totaled on the bridge.
On the freeway.
Yep.
Yeah.
We were complaining about the traffic, and I'm like, turned out it was him
that time. Yeah, like, this traffic is bullshit. Where's the duck? I got an accident. I totally wrecked it. What the fuck? Oh, the bridge. Whoa. And then it, like, totally backtracks.
And then he got, like, a new car, and it got broken into while he was, like...
I remember that.
I had to go pick up Pat and the duck, because Pat was working on
that. That was the last time I saw Pat, too, really.
Yeah.
I saw Pat on a picture
I've seen him a few
on
times.
The mountain.
I always see him, like, on
like, this last week.
Yeah.
The last time I saw him before that was... Shit. I was still at the Spag last time I saw Pat.
It was my birthday.
Because Adam had a show that same night for your birthday, right?
Yeah. That was the whole point we were there, because Adam was performing. And then he told the story about how he got himself suspended and blames it on me.
To be fair, you started it. You hit him first.
Yeah. I didn't hit him.
You hit him first. Violent he person. Responded in kind. And then when this is done, goes, Adam Thielen, what are you doing? And you went, he hit me.
Her 80-year-old voice.
Yeah, even though she wasn't, but that's what she sounds in my head.
That's not how it
was. That's exactly how it happened. And Adam goes, Madam, I have done no wrong. I was gently caressing the chest of my friend in a friendly, gesturous manner. And she and you're like, I feel like, and he's like a little principal. And Adam is like, Jarrell, we are friends. I need to go talk to the fucking news after this, because I am going to be class president, and I helped out starving and dehydrated kids the world over. And I saved people from a genocide. And you're like, I don't care.
Adam single-handedly saved people from the genocide.
And all Adam did was, sorry I hurt you. I shouldn't have hurt you. It was all my fault. And he went, I'm not going to be happy until he goes to the office. And Mrs. Dunn goes, get to the office. And it was a terrible experience. And I was really disappointed in you that you threw your friend on the bus.
She really had it out for him anyway.
She did, like, hardcore, too.
We had, like...
To be fair, like, looking at life in hindsight...
No, we were an awful fucking class.
We were the shittiest fucking kids in the world.
But...
Couldn't you sit there and behave?
No, we had
three science teachers that year.
Yeah, there was no stability
And the
in
first
class.
One, she got asked to
do... Did you guys make
do,
the other two quit?
No, the first one, she got asked to do a different gig.
High school gig where they get paid.
Yeah, where they get paid a little more. And then, so she left. And we didn't... Cable. We didn't like her so much. And then...
Ironically.
We got a temporary teacher, and we fucking loved the shit.
She was awesome.
Miss Kaiser.
Yeah.
And she
Kaiser.
got us to behave, and...
brought science to life, and it was a fun...
It was fun.
Yeah.
Class
she was
of
a,
science.
She was a temporary teacher, and we're like, why can't she be our teacher? And then
and
she's
she was
like,
a sub trying to get the job, and they gave it to another teacher who wasn't even
and
part
of the
And
then they gave it to Miss Dunn, and we went back to awful fucking
We class. Were, like, so full of, like, that,
because
you're
like,
not
yeah.
my mom resentment. It was just like, you're not our
Bring
brother.
Back Miss Kaiser. It's like the guy that came in to be Michael Jordan's kid's stepdad after the divorce.
Yeah, it's like,
they're like, your dad's Michael Jordan.
Jordan, you're not Michael Jordan. You know why? That's Michael Jordan.
He
it's him on the wall, all up in
like,
the air.
He can do that.
Can
you do that?
Can you do that?
No.
Not Michael Jordan, Dad.
You're wearing his shoes.
Yeah. You can't wear his shoes because your feet too tiny.
My dad played against the Monstars.
M-I-N
won
stars.
Only because of Bill Murray, though, that they won that.
Well, yeah.
Bill Murray saves all. We all know that. He's the one who saves us. But
our,
no, I
our
did,
Lord and Savior, Bill Murray.
Yeah. I did love, though, ironically enough, that when Miss Kaiser... Cool. No, when the first teacher came back...
No, no.
Or was it Kaiser who came back?
Kaiser came back for like a week.
Because Dunn, if you ever wanted to see a consciousness moment where like the mass consciousness of multiple people can make an outcome happen, 30 students willing gravity to take one extra
you know
in the world. Just
all,
one little,
it's all
squeeze.
Asphalt in the back.
Yeah.
And we were doing momentum.
So, yeah, we were doing momentum and we were running like 100 yards.
No, it was, we were doing 5, 10, 15, and then we were doing 100 on the
Yeah, and timing it. So, I was the one at the finish line with the stopwatch.
Yep.
And then there were other kids at certain...
Yeah.
Doing the intervals that had breaks, so we could see how momentum increases and decreases.
Mm-hmm. Which was a cool experiment.
Yeah, it was fun. Everybody gets to be a part of it.
So, she was showing us, like, what we were
demonstrating.
Yeah, she was demonstrating it. And I was at the finish line, and she... You know, she takes off, and right in front of me.
To be...
shit.
You felt, I swear to you felt, like 30 kids, collective consciousness, standing there going, oh. And it was like Children of the Fucking Corn.
And her...
It was straight, like, our eyes were glowing, we all went pale, it was, oh. And she just, boom.
And her fucking chin just... Hamburger,
yeah,
and split
just
open,
opened up,
and you see everybody over there
go
hiding laughs.
You could not.
She's 2 feet in front of me.
Yeah,
And I'm like, no, there's no sinking Adam in the purest joy anybody's ever been.
Ever. This because is after the suspension.
It was right after so he got you saw him go,
thy will be done. You saw the evil that Adam could be just going.
The Lex Luthor.
Oh, you saw the Lex Luthor. You saw Lex Luthor.
It is fucking yellow.
Did you stop it or did you?
No, you.
No, did you continue?
Oh, no, the stopwatch? I don't think it's not it. I was literally like, I just remember looking at Drell and looking at Adam, like, we were all like,
I looked down and like, do anything. Are you all right?
And we had to help her up, her hands, dude. Like,
yeah.
Just because it was all that Grady and everything. And it was after that that we had Miss Kaiser come
back.
So
she was gone for like a week, and then we had Miss Kaiser, and it was all sunshine and lollipops for a week.
Why can't you be our teacher? And she's like, I tried to stay. We're like, yeah, you should have tried harder. Again. Yeah, it was like, accidents happen. Omen theme starts playing.
It was a school with no stairs, though.
School with no stairs. That was their one perk.
Yeah, they had no stairs. That was the oddest thing.
It looked like a military industrial complex.
It looked like it used to be like a juvenile detention center. They were like, we have too many. Can we just call it a middle school? Fair enough.
Yeah.
Because it kind of was a juvenile. Yeah.
I think that was
the only time. I think that was honestly of all the teachers in middle school that I just had a fond dislike of, and I really think it was just because we went through so many fucking teachers, and there was no stability in that classroom that it just got old really fucking fast.
No, what was the art teacher that me and you and Robert had?
What was that teacher?
There was
Robert?
Two of them.
Robert, be quiet! Stop. I'm trying to argue.
We're having a moment. Stop! You don't want to talk anymore. This is the shit you do.
Didn't want to.
This is why we don't have friends.
He doesn't like to.
That's not us.
He doesn't want to communicate.
Like, and Robert. That's why it's three best friends and Robert.
Because he's trying to use sign language to talk
to him. No, none of us can listen to sign language.
His sign language is pretty poor anyway.
Yeah. Being able to make one or two gestures with your hands or going like this, like sexual innuendo, is not sign language. Doesn't work. Maybe on the west side, but.
Okay. So I really wanted to bring this up again because it's in the news again.
Okay.
You know how I joined the Church of the Latter-day Dude.
Yes.
I watched the Big Lebowski.
To become a Dudist priest.
Yes.
Which was a pretty much...
The best idea you've ever had.
Yeah.
It's the only way you can one-up people.
It was...
Be a best man.
The whole thing was to one-up you. Because Chris had talked about getting married with a young lady. And he wouldn't pick who his best man was because he's a terrible friend.
Can't make decisions.
No, because I know
that.
No.
Can't make your decisions.
As you've heard, it's only, what now, four podcasts in, technically?
Six.
This is the fourth one.
Oh, you're not counting the Predators?
That would be five, but we haven't released that one.
We broke those on a two.
Yeah, but we
did.
Stop. You're grounded. Stop. You grounded so hard right now. You see why this right here is why neither of you get to be best man. I would just be like, no.
Then you could have had two best men.
No, yeah. Oh, because you would be the bestest man. The bestest.
But who's
man.
Number one? Who's number two?
See? That's why neither of you are best man. That's why I was like, nobody.
I could have been the maid of honor.
Yeah.
Fair enough. You look great in dress, too.
I do.
You look so good.
Margie was in fucking Jacob's line.
Yeah, right?
Wasn't she
one of the groomsmen?
Yeah.
Was she the best man?
She was the best man.
She's the best man.
Yeah. I was one of the groomsmen.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think Margie was the best man.
It's fucking hell.
Yeah, she was in a tux and shit and was awesome.
Yeah.
It's totally awesome.
I could have been the maid of honor. I would have looked banging.
You could totally do a dress.
Yeah.
Problem is, you'd totally went up him looking all fly in a tux. By you being
I'm
having a zoot suit.
You know you'd have to walk each other up though, right?
Yeah.
Like that would have been great.
I would have held it.
You would have had zoot suit. Oh, that would have been so good.
We'll skip.
Oh, God.
Why do you want to skip? Does this conversation make you uncomfortable, Justin?
No, like skip up down the
like you guys skip down the aisle. Okay. Yeah, like the ring bearer and the flower girl.
Oh yeah, and like knock the flower girl.
Good job. Give me your flowers. Flowers. Festival. Bitch. Some my rings,
and then you have like confetti guns that
shoot everybody.
Boom! Or that have you seen that gun that shoots a deck of cards out and makes it rain cards?
No, that sounds great.
I keep seeing it on the internet, and it's just like you could have had one of those confetti.
Do like 21 gun to salute. You're like, I'm not picking up all these fucking cards. Don't care.
Yeah, because we could get all the free cards from the casino.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We do know a few people work at the casino.
It doesn't even matter. They give them away.
Yeah.
Because
it's not like they don't make enough money.
Right?
Yeah, they got the whole punch because they can only use the deck
once.
Yeah. But what was in the news?
But so, The news.
Yeah,
you're
to the Church of the Dude.
Oh, yeah, the Mayor thing, and it went. The Church of the Dude. And we alive it. Chris was being a little girl and not picking the best man. So I was like, I can one-up this. And I became a pastor.
I honestly feel like throughout history, that has happened way more times than anyone can honestly will admit to.
And then I approached them and I said, can I officiate your wedding?
The response, of course, is yes.
Yeah. Just to up justice.
Which says a lot about our friendship.
But to be fair, now it will work in all situations if either one of us gets married.
Yeah.
I'm officiating, and that has
No, that's the rule.
When you propose to whoever it is who has to be approved by Kathy, because
we all know the rules.
Because you make poor life decisions.
Fair enough. Questionable, but poor also works.
What was
it
going on? Okay. So
the that's bad. Those are some poor fucking choices.
So I became a pastor. I don't believe in anything. Nah, is Mr. Lebowski. The hitching post in Coeur d'Alene is throwing a pissy fit because gay marriage is allowed there now. Now, we don't want to marry queers.
You still want to open the place up across the street.
This is what it's about. So, what did your son just do up there?
Probably fell off.
I feel like he dropped the iPad.
Probably.
Yeah. It feels like that sounded a thud like a pad where he went...
He's gonna come down, Daddy.
I don't know. Screaming.
He broke his shoe, FYI.
Huh?
He broke his shoe.
Well, that's the shoe he's gonna have to take now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll show you. He gets his new shoe in 2 months. Really did. I just don't think it was sewn on very well.
Mm.
But anyway.
So the hitching post is throwing a hissy fit. Nobody's made them marry anybody who's gay yet.
No one's come in
to be like,
State hasn't brought up a lawsuit like they did down in Pasco with the flower people.
Yeah.
Or Indiana that's just being
fucking stupid.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they've got a countersuit.
Hold on. Did you just look at me like, what the fuck's going on in Indiana? You look at me
anytime
there's
a news story. I was trying to hear whatever was going.
Okay. Because I was so about to fucking Sparta kick you in the face. Hard. So hard.
But I don't know what's going on in Indiana.
They've got a countersuit. I'm not. Leave it alone.
I don't watch the news. Sorry.
Pay attention to something once in a while.
I have you guys.
I only see you like every other week.
So.
And I text with you.
If you don't like link me in things or tell me to go check it out, I don't check it, so.
You don't fucking check it anyway. At all. Ever.
Yeah, dude.
Sean
told me to go check it today and he made me do it. So he went on my phone and did it for me, so it's okay.
Well, that phone gets used for something, though.
Exactly.
Right.
It's upstairs someplace.
It's on the table.
Yeah.
So, I have a business proposal. Oh, the Hitching Post has, like, a suit against the state of Idaho. Like, we don't want to marry queers.
But no one's making them do anything.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to, like, and sue them for money of lost
income.
Wages.
Yeah.
But they're the ones who... How? They're the ones doing it.
And it's over the sanctity of marriage.
Yep.
But they'll marry teenagers and... It's a shop where you go in and you're like, we're getting hitched because you can get married the same day you get a license.
Oh, no, I know.
In Idaho.
I know.
People just go to the courthouse, go to the hitching post.
In Washington, you have to wait 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in Idaho, you can do it same day.
Because if you want to make a poor choice, you might as well get it done inside 24 hours.
In Idaho.
Yeah.
In Idaho.
It is Idaho, the state of poor choices.
Yeah.
It is Idaho.
So you can go across the street, get married. And I've been to one of those weddings. And it's fucking fantastic. Because it's a room smaller than this one.
It's about this size.
A couple church pews and fake flowers that are pretty dusty everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it's wood paneling all over.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
It's like if you drove a fucking container, you know, those shipping containers,
mm-hmm.
and made it a chapel.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Like on religion.
On religion, is what you're saying, with the truck?
Wouldn't that just mm-hmm. be like Kill Bill? Then? Because isn't that what?
Kind of, yeah.
Like
well, no, yeah. Kill Bill, with the,
was
that
in
that building
church.
Was bigger, yeah.
No, but in Religious. With
yeah. Oh, okay,
Bill
yeah,
Murray
yeah, yeah, yeah,
in the,
yeah,
in the
yeah,
trailer.
Yeah,
for the truckers who need gas.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I've seen that truck before.
That's so awesome. I'll see you right now.
But, so, and then you sit down, and you have to have witnesses, of course, and then they go, do you, And he's got this, like, sappy fucking music playing in the background.
Like, Hulk thing, like, on sad the tape. Hulk music.
And, kind, but
turn
happy.
Turn tape over to side, too.
Happy Hulk music. This is the best part. So, he's like, do you do, you may kiss the bride. Literally, while they were kissing, turns around, stops the tape.
Hits rewind.
So it goes,
as I'm recording so this wedding.
It was fucking fantastic.
Oh, I would have done that.
If I can find the tape, we've got it somewhere, I will show you. Because it's the sappiest fucking wedding. And then he turns around, click.
That's so awesome. That's awesome.
On this sound system that's kind of around the place.
Whoa.
It's the Hitchin' Post.
And probably ranks up there with, like, you know, Jesus My Homeboy.
Yeah, dude, Christ is my nigga. The best song ever written.
So, I have a business proposal. You guys keep coming at me with fucking weird bars and sandwich shops. I don't know how many times you guys have been
no,
like...
No, the coffee delivery system would be a better
and, than and breakfast, a breakfast, like, truck would be
yeah,
best.
Yeah, I like the coffee one more. Coffee one.
Guess who's
you
starting that? Starbucks.
Yeah, Starbucks is starting
like
all our ideas.
Ago,
that's
care.
Not... We're not going to compete. But yeah, you come up, you're like, we could make sandwiches, and we could have, like, the Lindbergh president, or whatever. Some weird fucking
our ideas sandwich. Are way more fleshed out than that.
Burger?
Yeah, Lindbergh.
Like with Lindbergh cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we'll lose the baby, who doesn't come with the side.
Yeah.
Can we be like, have a BT... Can we have a BT spokesperson now?
Yeah, we're sorry.
Sorry.
Let's make the gay Hitchin' Post.
Okay.
And we marry straight people, too.
What gets gay is happy.
Yeah.
Right? It's the happy Hitchin' Post.
We'll gay marry you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I'll marry fucking everybody.
Everything.
We'll get a price.
Guy wants to come in with, like, his car, marry him, right?
Yeah, as long as it's legal in the state.
Well, and as long as
no
good, car,
no hope, no
it can't be
animals.
Some hoopty.
Guy comes in with a sheep.
We got some issues. Yeah, you got a wound.
Yeah,
right.
You're not.
Yeah.
It's all right.
As long as they're 18.
They bring the certificate.
Yeah, as long as they got the certificate, it's of legal age. It's not like a lack.
I kind of maliciously want to do it across the street from the Hitchin' Post.
All right. I'd so be down.
Yeah.
I'd do that every day.
Can we just like
and undercut them on all their prices?
Oh yeah, by like $10.
No, you know what you do? You have a drive-through wedding chapel.
Like in Vegas.
Yes. like you get a little piece of coffee.
If they want me to dress up as Elvis,
yeah,
I'll be
dress up as Elvis.
Elvis.
We just go to Spirit like that Halloween prior or like after Halloween, buy all the costumes for Wicked Cheap and just use Halloween costumes.
Yeah, because they toss out, like,
see,
half their stuff.
Yeah, I see nothing bad about this idea.
Sophie works there like all the time, and then they just get rid of all their stuff.
This idea is trademarked. That's a trademarked idea. You want to have that trademarked. Motherfucker does it, that's some money.
I was also thinking the other day is that you guys misuse... You use the wrong term.
Fine, copyright. Trademark. If you steal it, we will find you and we will hunt you down and I'll probably yell at you and Justin will hit you. Because that's our policy.
When was the last time I hit somebody?
Exactly. People know their place.
I was going to say that door in high school.
Yeah. A whole glass door. That's the last time you had to hit anything. That right there proves enough of a point. A child-resistant plate glass door.
You could probably shoot
nothing.
This fucking door.
Yeah. And you went, boom! And it collapsed.
That was with my weekend.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. The door fell apart.
And it had wood on it for weeks.
Yeah, I had to pay for that door.
Yeah,
rightfully so.
They cut me. I could sue them.
Did you?
No.
Could you have sued them? No,
well,
you did it yourself. I mean, he could sue
because
the glass
my excuse
cover.
Was like I was carrying books.
I don't know.
No, because they would have asked me, and I would have been like, I'm not taking
this. I put my hand out to brace myself, and my hand got cut.
There are those guys who break into, like, convenience stores.
And they
see
the convenience store.
Because they fall from the fucking ceiling.
Yeah.
It's like, what were you doing up there the first time?
Exactly.
Yeah. Only in America could you do that, sue, and win.
And win.
Nowhere
else.
In Russia,
have you seen that
they
old
would
man
just fed you to
robbery?
The dogs.
Huh?
Have you seen that old man that robs, like, convenience stores?
Old people don't rob.
Yeah, he's like 70 years old and robs.
Like the way Johnny Knoxville was in Jackass?
Kind of. He's like, just like, I need this money. I just need this certain amount to, you know, feed my kids. And then they have like a 5-minute discussion of life. in between, and he still, like, takes the money. And
I have seen that. The old guy, yeah, he apologizes. He's like, I'm sorry, I don't want to make this life choice, but I have to do this right now. Because it was, like, right, like, the peak of the recession. Like, dude lost his pension like and everything. Like, yeah, like, the saddest fucking thing. Like, you, because they have, like, all the dialogue up on the bottom. Yeah. Yeah. And this dude is like, I am so sorry. And the cashier's an old guy, too, who had lost his pension. So he's like, no, can't you do? Gives him the money. And he leaves. He's like, I'm so sorry. I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back. And it's like, that's sad, but awesome.
Yeah.
Because, you know, pay the motherfucker back. Shit happens. Yeah. Did you hear about the dude who didn't get arrested for 13 years?
Yeah.
This dude, like, due to, a, like, a clerical error, they were like, he's supposed to be in prison for the last 13 years on robbery charges. And they were like, oh, he's up for parole. So let's get him in here.
Oh, you're talking about the guy.
So the dude, but then
he turned his life around and shit.
Yeah, his everything was good. And they're like,
you're arrested.
You're supposed to be in jail for 13 years now, dude. And he's like,
I don't think the sentence was as long as
no, but that, yeah, and that's what they realized. And that, so, like, technically, his time.
I thought you were talking about the guy that convinced the government to let him himself.
No, that, in the UK, only in the UK could
He was a forgery expert.
And he brought a phone in.
Yeah, he got a phone in, and he emailed the release department.
He made a fake website for the government
and had it like
and all that. Everything and then had it like, oh, release him, and like 3 days later he felt guilty, came back.
He had freedom, he had sex, and then probably came back
and they were like,
but
yeah,
like Cool Hand Luke when he sends him the magazine of him like with the two ladies and he's like, it's Frank. I fucking love Quinn.
Or it could be like the new guy, and they just take random pictures.
Old school Photoshop. Yeah, when people could find that believable.
Have you seen that movie lately?
Lately? No.
So awesome.
It's such a bad movie. Isn't it on Netflix, though?
Yeah. Gotta watch it. Eddie Griffin, that is awesome.
I had something else I wanted to talk
about. Would you rather have snake-like vision?
Hold on. This went from like the smallest conversation of would you rather on a Saturday,
like a 5-hour argument.
It was to the point to where even Kessler, Clint, like we were all so bored.
With me,
we got into it.
Yeah.
Like it was that boring. On Saturday.
I don't know. We get into a lot of stupid.
No. Because it's been a long time, and so it just was like, would you rather? And it was like, huh? And it just blossomed into this huge thing, and it had been so fucking long.
Part of the reason we stemmed into this is we would be sitting at work, and it's like, Voltron or Transformers, and be wary that our entire friendship comes out of this.
There's no way of this. If you pick wrong, you're not our friend.
Yeah.
But no, continue. I just said, like, this went from a little nugget of an idea to, like, a 5-hour conversation of, well, what about this would be good? What would these be good things? Well, what if you had this of this then instead? Could you do that? Like a huge mess of just clusterfuck in a great way.
But the two choices is, would you rather have snake vision, kind of like the Predator, as Chris
But you wouldn't need to flick your tongue. It's just as you're talking, your tongue would be, and so you don't look weird, going, sticking your tongue out at fucking people.
Actually, you should have.
No, but the rule.
No,
but we're trying to make
you have
it
to
balance.
Be fully functional as like a day to day life.
Yeah. So,
or owl vision,
which only really works well at night.
Which no, you get better vision during the day.
But it's a smell better than us during the day. That's
but
it's not
insanely.
Enough.
You
would help
you
the
can still
glasses.
Focus. You can still focus.
Owls like eagle eyed and shit in the day.
No, during the day it's like us, but better, but not like an eagle vision. An eagle's vision
eagle's
is like
vision,
super telescoping. They're able to look through the water and they can see through glare. That's how they can catch fish the way they do, because they don't see glare.
Yeah.
If a snake, though, you have no depth perception in like driving or
doesn't
walking.
Doesn't matter. Predator vision.
No.
Is the best thing in the world.
Snakes don't have predator vision.
Yeah, they see the thermo. They see the like their
the
vision
heat,
is like
the
heat signature.
With their tongue, but you said they didn't have to do the tongue thing. That's not
snake vision. No, you don't have to for the power.
You don't
have
to.
Because
you're talking. Because
as you talk, you open your mouth, your tongue is bringing in the information. You don't have to weirdly flick your tongue.
I don't fucking say a goddamn thing.
So you don't breathe, you breathe.
Yeah.
I breathe, but I don't sit with my tongue hanging out.
No, but when you're having a dog. No, you don't have to. We're just saying, as the vision grows.
Right now, I'm only breathing with my mouth open because I can't breathe through my nose.
Then
you'd
have super predatory vision. But no, like, but a snake's vision is relied on its tongue, and it basically sees the, like its thermal vision. It's akin to the predator, right? See, like that. It'd be fucking weird doing it all day. So we're like, you don't have to, because everyone like, what are you doing? Nothing. Just taste in the air? A little feel of the place?
That'd be fucking great.
They can chase behind it. It'd
be like that Mr. Potato Head right there.
Sensory-wise, they know some shit's behind them.
Yeah.
Because of the way their vision works. It gives them like a full super panoramic view, even though they can't fucking see it because their eyes are here so they can see back. Not
practical for days and live.
Yeah, no, it way that's fucking not. Is because you works for the predator. That was my whole argument is it works for the predator and the only thing an owl can do is eat a mouse.
The predator had terrible 80s vision. If I had
With 80s vision,
if I had to see like the predator vision, all the time, I'd shoot myself.
Modern thermovision would be amazing. Like a snake, snakes have used it for millions of years, a lot longer than an owl has been around.
But they do not actually have a job. They don't work.
Either do owls.
Yeah, but you know what? They're still can use
some owls. Do life. There's this owl?
No, they're not. No, there's not.
I can still use owl bars a computer or my phone.
And they sit and they snuggle with you, and that's their whole fucking purpose.
It'd be just weird though. Yeah. I don't want an owl because they go whoo, and you're like, I'm not.
And then they again. They rotate. You have a fucking 5-year-old. You answer that question all the time.
No, his is why, not who. It's why, all the time.
Why?
What? How?
Well,
but what would you choose? What would you choose?
Probably owl vision.
Thank you're you. Fucking dumb. See, Clint and Rob and Sean all went snake vision.
Especially,
mostly because Clint doesn't count because
you
of it peer
pressured the shit out of Rob and Sean.
No, what I'm saying. It's the way he explains it, and he
give them the exact same information
every single time.
With
I let
perk
you
of the owl
it,
vision, you get the night vision.
If I explain it, they side with me.
No, owls, they get great
night vision. You don't explain shit because you don't
explain shit.
You're like, what? I'll just let Chris and Rob talk because they talk it better than me.
But the owl's vision is pretty much that's what we do. But no, like the owl's vision, they're really good at night. See, you fell into it. You hook, line, and you walked into it, and I was not letting it happen. Nope. What you can't see is Jarrell almost dying because he totally got nabbed by Justin's evil line.
Cherry face now.
You're the fucking worst person.
You're gonna kill him because he doesn't go to the doctor.
I know, you gotta breathe.
It doesn't affect my breathing, it affects my swallowing.
Yeah, so that's when he starts getting, and he can't all the time. So he'll start getting all, and it sounds like it's eating.
The hiccups of
No, because he's going to have to be in control of it so he doesn't get, because it's the worst thing in the world to hear.
Drink,
get,
so okay.
I don't have the fucking hiccups now.
You don't have the hiccups now.
I don't have the hiccups now.
No, you can't even fake a hiccup.
I can't.
It's so good because I'm trying to eat a hiccup. Because there's nothing better in the world than getting you to hiccup.
But
which
we
says
have
a lot about
a lot of would you rather like Kesta supports half that stuff.
He does. He will be
so
totally
he's like
part
very
of the
interested. Like,
but we had like.
But he's totally down
because
for doing
his friends
podcast.
Like are completely different than what we are. So
well,
he gets
yeah,
set.
He was hanging out with what's his nuts that we told him he's not dating Kelly.
He's not allowed to date Kelly.
Yeah,
who was it?
We won't use his name.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be polite.
You know what I'm talking about.
But there was that one person. Yes. But
I don't read books because.
But I don't see. Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't seen the new RoboCop. It's on Netflix now. But
I slept through most of it. It's not really
see,
but did
he,
they?
Yeah, he no, slept I'm through kidding. Most of it. It's not that good. His knowledge of the movie is predicated on the fact that he slept.
My entertainment couldn't keep me awake, so I fell asleep. So therefore,
I fall asleep during a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Go die in a hole.
But did they keep like the comedic sense and shit of it? Like
I watched it after that.
It's Sam Jackson does the he does a good job of being the ironic instead of having that kind of the satire. The I'll buy that for the dollar, but the newscasters they were like the whole Congo is now wiped out. Well,
I do like to have
we
they,
need more
like
sunblock
the,
like that.
How the explosion worked instead of the acid, hard. Like that was that was cool.
I will say this: if you really have to break
but
it,
but do
down,
you know the original
the,
was supposed to be like N17? Like
it should have been. It fucking should have been. That movie's violent as shit.
Everything back then. Like,
but to be fair, if you're trying to compare
movies,
it.
No, that's like.
Dude, it's the shit blown off.
Like hardcore. Yeah, no, it's violent as shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of dicks blown off in RoboCop.
Yeah, that's the point. But no, the big thing, if you really have to compare it, it's honestly hard. I found it hard to compare the two in the sense that like the original is an 80s movie orgasm all over the place. One-liners, explosions, excessive death on scales that are. Even in the real world, barely unheard of. You're like, that's not real.
That's
and in some places it is.
That's the best part about 80s movies.
Oh, well, yeah.
I wish
but
they'd
this,
bring that back.
Oh, well, yeah. But in this one, it was totally, it was a very modern take on the concept of RoboCop. It was not a remake. It wasn't the reboot. It was like, this is RoboCop.
Dread was.
Yeah, like the way Dread was. Where it was.
Because I really liked Dread.
Yeah, yeah, even though it's a terrible fucking movie. No, the original. But the new one's really good.
I fucking love the original.
This is your hover bike. If you can get it to work.
You know what the remake is?
Rob Snyder. Oh, what's the love going to do, man?
You tell them about Escape from LA?
Oh, no, we had the greatest idea after watching Furious 7, which, for all the men listening to this, you need to see this movie.
We
genuinely, women won't get it because they don't have bromances, because they're girls and, well, bro.
Yeah.
Just based on the root word of this, bro. The end of this movie is so bromance, it's like Grudge Match with Stallone and
De Niro
mixed with every Rocky movie. Mixed with
Shaun
of the Dead. It's like when Rocky and Apollo Creed, when they're in the bed, and he's
Bad
like,
Boys.
No, not that part. The Maverick goes, hey, Apollo, yeah, how was that fight? You put all your all into it? Yeah, man, good. And he rolls away, and you're like, that's a man moment,
but like
right?
All the moments that, like, in Lethal Weapon.
But Lethal Weapon, like, man, I ain't too old for this shit. We're into all of it, like, rolled into one. And no other franchise could have done it. It's a shit-ass movie. It's fucking terrible.
No, it's awesome. It is
But it's awesome. A Fast and Furious movie. So in that universe, it is a great fucking film.
Prior to the movie,
and no one else could do it.
We had bets. We had a bet on the movie.
No,
like the entire time.
Like you watch it, we lost count at 40 bad one-liners. That's not exaggerating.
In like an hour.
The Rock has like 110 minutes. He literally goes, "Time to get back to work."
And for 5 minutes, it's like there's like 20.
Yeah, we literally like the movie starts and you go one.
The only time I had a movie, like a bet on a movie, you got a little bit of time.
You don't gotta change.
Just go on, man. The only time I ever had a bet on a movie was Freddy vs. Jason.
Who's gonna
win? Yeah, I was like newly 17. I'm like, Jason's got this. He's gonna beat the shit out of it.
But Jason does win.
It was kind of.
Oh, so Freddy's eyes open. Yeah, how many times did he cut a head off and the eyes haven't opened?
Jason didn't have any movies afterward. Freddy did. He had a remake.
Didn't he? Jason had movies.
You're hearing the silence of me judging my friend terribly, so.
I'm pretty sure. No.
Really?
Jason X was not after that, was it?
$5. Come on, what's the harm in it? I mean, you're right on this one, right? What's $5?
That's what I'm asking.
I don't know, I'm just saying, like.
$5?
$5.
$5. I want real money. We'll go $5.
You're Monopoly.
€5. €5. I want some real cash.
Oh, speaking of fake money, did you see the Monopoly board I have upstairs?
Yes.
Yeah, it's signed shit. I got the
I saw that. That was a Monopoly board. That was literally my comment when I saw it.
Actually, no. I kept going, I need to buy this. And then I saw the price, and it was $50. And I'm like, nope. And then Kathy loves me. And knows that I just keep complaining about it.
And you're like, just go down $5 because you're such a cheapskate.
No.
That's being cheap. That's what being cheap is. Not that $50 on anything I might hate.
$50 for a board game.
But I'm saying $50 for a board game is a lot. But that's being cheap.
So Kathy bought it for me.
I did.
That's no different from what I am.
Not walking into it. Anyway, Furious 7, you need to see it. It has such a great bromance moment at the end where you are like, only as a guy can a guy go, no, that's cool. And, like, it wasn't like, man, there's, like, onions in the air.
Man, mister.
Yeah, there was, like, there's Misty in here. Like, as a man, like, as friends, you're like, no, like, that's, like, you get it. Like, as a guy, you get it. There's no other way to describe it.
But
as a man,
you're
like.
So many, like, little flashbacks and, like,
oh, they montage it and
everything. Tie-ins. Or, like,
and the time from, like, three.
Between, like, all seven. Like, there's
like, the little things. And you're like, no franchise could just blatantly.
Like, Star Wars. Like, does stuff.
Yeah, couldn't. It was truly impressive. To be fair, what franchise goes 7 films, you know, and no hate on the experience that had happened, but with Paul Walker dying,
it was very,
made the movie work in such a way where you were like, is something going to happen to his character? What are they going to do? And when it's all said and done, the end of that movie, you're like.
Because he had a lot of moments in that movie, like he was already going to pass away.
Yeah, no, you were like, is this
It's kind of like the Ultimate Warrior with his speech and his, like,
it is. It goes Ultimate Warrior speech. It is. Yeah. It is very much Ultimate Warrior speech.
Yeah.
That as a man, it's like, you know, you can die, you can cry when Terminator does the thumbs up.
Oh, you have to.
You have, like, you're legally required to. When Mufasa dies in Lion King, and now, and like Ultimate Warrior speech. With Ultimate Warrior speech, you're allowed to tear up. You can't cry. You can tear up man tears.
One tear.
Ultimate Warrior speech, when you see it after the fact, and with a WWE montage, no, if you aren't like openly weeping, you're a shit human being. There's just no way around it. They have montage down like, I don't know, like no one's business. They do montages like fucking better Samsung and Apple does fucking
They've
phones,
They've always
dude.
Done good montages yeah. for like...
They could easily crush the NFLs. If they had What's-His-Face from the old, you're gonna get mad at me.
No, because I'm not going to come because...
I can't remember the guy's name. I can't remember the guy's name. But the guy, he does all like, you know, it's like, it was a tundra in Green Bay that year. That guy, if the WWE had
a freezing cold tundra of Green Bay, yeah. these many warriors that, suit up to face an ultimate battle.
Yeah, that, you put that with WWE and you would destroy
with the best
everything.
Fucking music on the planet.
Yeah, ever. Yeah. It's like that genuinely kind of good. Like, as a guy, you're like, man, they really, and Vin Diesel not necessarily being the most articulate human being. No
well,
hate.
Just, I am Groot.
Yeah, Groot, I am Groot yeah. was his best role, you know. But also, I don't know, Iron Giant when he goes Superman, and you're like, that's a moment.
Iron
that's
Giant came out on my birthday.
It's such a good movie. But Vin Diesel does like the ending monologue, and just you're like, that's all Fred. That's bromance. It is just bromance all over your face, neck, and chest. All over it. It's fucking good. But it's no other franchise could have done it, and it would have been fucking terrible if they did.
Really, only have two friends like that, and you guys are them.
Well, yeah, but I don't. I was gonna make a terrible joke, and it made me sad. I was gonna make a bad Paul Walker joke, and I made myself sad. No, it made me sad in my head. I was like, I'm not gonna fucking spin out going 200 miles an hour, and then I was like really sad, and I was like, it'd be so fucking metal. Like, we're gonna go. Fuck. Go fucking big.
But no,
you
just
so much, yeah. Don't want to die that way.
Plus, if you went 200 miles an hour in this town,
bye. Yeah.
Because, I'm not down for that.
Because the cop, you're a minority in a very whitewashed town.
Yeah, we're driving a vehicle that just says, "Hey, look, I'm black." Yeah.
Yeah, when your dad bought that.
Oh God, it was so like, could you be any more black? When I got it, I'm like, I'm trying to not play into a stereotype right now. Thanks.
That's Thanks awesome. For the free car, though.
Yeah, Well, no, I paid for it.
Oh, did you?
No, shit, yeah. He knows I wouldn't have taken it for free. Two, he wouldn't have given it to me for free. So, even if he was like, this is free, I'm like, for how many dollars?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have taken that from him. Hell
so
no.
Taken it
no. He tried to give it to me, and I said no. I was like, no, I'm not taking your truck. He's like, take the truck, so I have a reason to get a new truck. That was his, you know,
Which
dad's
is
logic.
Legit.
Fair
it was
enough.
A good thing, because then you have the truck crapped out.
Yeah, where he in the loudest, most dickish, best dad way ever, he goes in the quietest way, was it spoke volumes. I'm like, hey, fuck you, was the response. And then I wished him a happy Valentine's Day, and I hugged him.
That's the best part about being older with your parents, is you can go,
fuck
you.
Yeah. No, there's nothing better than that.
Well,
huh? What are we at?
Not a while.
I hate you so much right now, because I just adjusted. And it just like, numb, flash. What's the movie that's coming out we were supposed to see? Something's coming out. I feel like it. Avengers. Are you doing Avengers with us?
What is that?
So, May 1st. Yeah. We were going to do, I think we're going to do the Thursday for that one, right? We're going to say fuck it, do Thursday?
Yeah, do the midnight.
Yeah.
Dude, I have to be here so early.
Wow, so you don't care about America. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Or friendship. We were just talking about bromances. I guess you want to be a part of this one. I mean, it's not like it's going to be a cool movie to go see.
I mean, there's like a Terminator.
Yeah, you want to go see Terminator? We know how that goes with us, seeing a Terminator movie in theaters. No football prior. Maybe we should just walk there.
We should.
It just bubbles.
We should
learn how to catch.
Prior.
Yeah.
For like.
You knew how to catch
just
a
to try.
For nostalgia's sake. Maybe you shouldn't suck at catching a football.
I'll try to not be attacked by my friend whilst trying to catch a football.
Good.
Yeah no,
I'll work on that part. No, we've had way more injuries playing football than anybody else just not trying to hurt each other. You know that, right? Broken sternums. Sternums. Yeah, that's a hard fucking bone.
It was one time. It's fine.
How come every time we have this discussion, it ends up with Justin going, like,
one time?
You think Hitler's in hell, and then going, can I leave? For real? Holocaust. You killed a lot of people. It was one time.
I don't have any, like, defect now. I can breathe properly.
He can breathe properly.
don't fucking encourage him. Don't give him any reason.
No issues.
This is how this works, Chris.
Yeah, you're the fucking turncoat.
Yeah.
Yeah, guess you wouldn't have been a part of the American Revolution. Fucking traitor.
Me?
Yeah.
Abe, you know.
You would have sided with the Confederate just because you were like, oh, we're pretty close to the border. Douche. I hope the apes rise out there. Are you sure that cotton curtain sounded really nice for you, isn't it, there, boy?
It's so fucking hot.
So I would.
Yeah, you can go. I won't stop you.
Every time I've been...
You know they won't like you unless you're doing their job.
Like, I don't want to do the job down there.
Every time I've been down south, it's usually super early in the morning, and it's 200 degrees out with 700% humidity.
Yep.
No, I'm like, I can't breathe. And this is heat that no human being should be a part of.
When we were in Phoenix, when we went for the vacation, loosely defined, we were down there.
Oh, your birthday trip club?
No, not the cool one, not my 20th. No, that one was fucking dope, though. But when we went with, went with Angela and Kale, and we'd get up at like 6. She's like, why are we up at 6 in the morning? I was like, because there's the only time you ever want to be awake in this godforsaken hellhole is at 6 to 9 in the morning when it is 74 degrees perpetually. For that time frame. Yeah. And then immediately after 9:01, 100 degrees, and you hear from all the ACs down the block turning on, and it's like resonating enough to register on a Richter scale. Like, after that, you want to be inside. But that's the only time you can be outside between 6 and 9 a.m. Old people fucking got that shit unlocked. Yeah. That's why they sleep such weird fucking hours.
Or I did landscaping. You start at like 4 or 5.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. So fucking hot by the middle of the day.
Most of the work's done by the time it gets
hot. So you're basically doing your last shit and cleaning up by 10 or 11. Yep, latest noon. Yeah. And they have all afternoon off to sleep.
Go home and sleep.
I almost missed that job. I enjoyed it just because I got to be outside.
It really fucks with your shoulders.
Yeah. I just enjoy it because I got to listen to my books and music.
You still do that.
Yeah, you do that. I do it now.
Anyway. Just no music. Just books.
That's the best part about my work chart. It's got a USB.
Yeah, I just, dude, honestly, the one thing that's going to suck about being a teacher is not going to be like, yeah, middle of a book. I can't really do that to the students. I'm like, heads down, quiet time. We're going to take a nap. We're like 13 years old.
But now
shut
you just
the fuck
have,
up
like,
and take a nap.
You just play it while like you're doing work.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I could, yeah.
You just put the TV on mute because that's what I do half the time.
Yeah. I couldn't do it at home, though. I can't listen to my books and stuff at home.
I do want to do with, like, the dishes and shit.
Yeah, or, like, in the shower.
We throw, like, a... I can't... We're in the shower, that's my problem. I'll stand in the shower, and I'll be like, water's cold. Oh, shit. Because I'll just be, like, zoned out into the book and not even, like, been cleaning. I'm just like...
Dear, I can't hear shit in the shower.
You can't hear shit anyway.
That's fine, yeah, but I can't hear what they're saying.
It's not fun. Kale's getting glasses.
Yeah?
Yeah. His right eye is, like, 20/30.
It's not bad.
But it's astigmatism, so the lens is a football. So when you know, like when you go, Kale, you need to look at me, and he does this. He is looking at you. He's not ignoring you. He just can't see you in the you need to look at me distance.
Yeah.
The moment you close that gap, you blur in his eyes. Like you immediately blur out. Weirdly, he can see the normal phone distance away, right, or further away. But there's that middle gap where he has basically no vision.
Yeah.
Really weird.
That's what I've got is a sticker to them.
So
don't wear my glasses.
Yeah. So we're getting them. He got these new glasses. We're gonna have them like the 13th, and he picked them out. And I ain't gonna lie, totally had like a dad moment. Got like kind of emotional.
Picked monocle.
No. Oh God. I would have died. The happiest dad in the world. Be like, that's my boy. No. He got them, and we're trying on glasses. We tried on some like Justin's. You know, got the light rim around him and all that.
Yeah.
And he's getting ones that are kind of thick, but they're. The almost cliche scientist glasses, where you're like, what do you think, Mr. Scientist? Well, actually, like, they're that, and he goes, I want these ones. I was like, really? And I was like, why? Why not, like, these ones? Because, like, the ones like yours, I got, like, a modern, sleek look. He goes, because they make me look like a scientist, and they'll help me be smarter. I ain't gonna lie, like, that part of me was like... Because
you said the exact same thing in high school when you borrowed mine.
He wasn't like, I don't want to wear glasses, I'll look lame or stupid. The fact that he is excited to wear glasses was genuinely, like, a good feeling. And he was like,
put a little piece
I
got to
be a scientist with these glasses. Like, that means I got to be super smart, and so I'll learn better. And it was just, like, the future teacher and the dad in me and the one that'd be terrified if he became an idiot as you grew up, knowing he's going to be a teenager, like Harrison becoming an idiot. that at least at some point he's going to be really smart.
Goddamn space needle. I have another fucking story. Oh, by the way, when I first got glasses, I'm like, my very first instinct was to try to find some that looked like Justin's. And I kept looking at I kept looking at some. So awesome. And Kathy's like, don't get wire rims. You'll fucking break them. I'm like, but Justin, it's a really good joke.
It's a really good joke.
And she's like, or you could get glasses that you can fucking wear.
Yeah.
Fine.
That's what we went with. And the ones that he thought are like $9 frames. They're like $9. And they're like the most durable ones. They're like year warranty on them.
Where
they are
you
like
glasses though?
They had the in the Walmart Back Vision alley. Center. They had the youth ones, like for the youth, frames, are like cheap as shit, from like $9 to $40 for the same frame that has a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, like their like the red, blue, orange, purple. And I'm like, you can get one from the $9 to the $20. Pick any you want. Because, like, $40 for those, I'm like, that's not happening.
Because, like, these were, like, almost, like, $30.
Yeah, well, and the kids ones are really cheap. Like, it, like all the adult ones were expensive, and I'm like, I'm so glad
he's I have, like, over sunglasses that cost, like, $300 after my insurance.
Yeah, but his were, like, the frames, they're thick, they're going to be strong, and they're, like, they last a year. The new plastic they use is, like, 60-day guarantee if anything happens to the lenses in 60 days. It's cool, but the total cost, because they don't cover on insurance.
61 days.
Well, yeah. What's the new healthcare? Don't you get a free eye exam?
But his healthcare, Walmart doesn't accept the healthcare that Kale and I use. They don't accept it. And they were like, well, it's like $40 after tax for your glasses. I'm like, okay,
$40.
I was like, I'll fucking pay $40 for glasses. Like, at that point, I don't care.
As long as you get the, like, your subscription.
Prescription. But no, But no, once it's all said and done, like, we'll be good. And at $40, I'm like, a year for the frames, which 90% of the time, it's the frame, not the lens that breaks. I take it in, and as he gets older, we can just go in and get larger ones.
I haven't broke these. $25. My first pair, like, I broke.
I had, like, the fucking lens repair warranty, and it was $25 to get them fixed.
Just hear him laugh.
Why is he laughing so creepy?
I don't know. He's my kid.
Watch TV.
Yeah.
But I gotta go. I gotta go
right now?
Like, couple
in the next 4 minutes. All right. And then Chris and I'll do the intro without you. We'll say
we will. No. Okay. He's okay with it.
Okay. We were at the Tulip Festival in Mount Vernon, right? We're at one of the... It's for the kid.
Continue.
Fuck you. Judge me.
I'm not saying
that. My two-year-old wanted to plant a rainbow. You take him to see the flowers.
I was waiting for, like, eyes to come out of the door, like...
The longing, long-winded neck and head.
Yeah.
And,
like, they're all gonna laugh at you.
Sounds creepy. But so we were at the Tulip Farm and shit, and we're packing up the kids. Jack fell in the mud, and so we're changing him in the back of the van. I'm playing with Atticus to keep him occupied. And this kid walks by with his family, and he's like 13, 14. And he's like, I just didn't like you when you were messing with me on the worst day of my life. And, and
13.
I looked at Kathy and I'm like, so far.
You should have just gone, so far.
And then
said it.
And then his dad's like, walks by us and he's like, pick up your iPad. Don't hold it like that. You'll break it. And I wanted to go over and just slap the fucking iPad.
Do you like to do with the old the binders and stuff in school?
Yeah.
Just like smack the side.
Smack it?
Because he was holding by, like, the corner and shit. And it was like,
pissing, fucking.
Now's the worst day of your life. Get a new iPad, fucker.
Yeah, you go, hey, you want to see a bad day? Boom. There you go.
Yeah.
Up your worst day. You didn't think it'd get worse. So far.
That's what constitutes the worst day of your life?
At 13?
Yeah. Like, how old do you think this kid was? Like,
that's what, 7th grade?
Between
13, 14?
No, I don't think he was quite.
You don't think he was that old?
No, I think he's between like
worse.
11
I don't know.
To 13.
So to be fair,
I couldn't play outside. I was grounded, or couldn't ride my bike, or hang out with my friends.
That time frame, I
was moody.
No, that's when I was
stolen.
taken without permission. So one could argue, as an experience goes,
both not parents necessarily were the there, best, though.
But the parents are there. So that's fine. But like the worst part of, like, let's say, 13, I don't know, I broke my leg, 12. 12, 13. And that wasn't like the worst. It just fucking hurt a lot.
I broke my leg twice that year.
Like, there wasn't a whole lot that was honestly bad.
Yeah.
There just
wasn't. You got your cast off and then broke your leg again. Like,
that it was same like, week, no, right? It was like 6 months later.
But it's not even, like, not even in hindsight. Even at the time, there just wasn't, other than being all hormonal and hating fucking 7th and 8th grade, there isn't a whole lot that goes on. Like, unless you make poor fucking life choices.
I don't remember that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I hate you so much right now.
What you, like when he, you know, ruined people's lives.
I mean, when he ruins people's lives, watch people throw rocks at an oil truck.
Yeah, and again, try to catch things on fire.
Hey, guess what? That we were six. We were six for that, and you guys fared a lot better than Robert O'Connor. We already brought this up.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, during that time, there wasn't honestly anything that I can't even think of, like. Where I felt like emotionally.
I did a lot of horrible things at the time.
I did dumb stuff, but at no point was I ever time. Like, this is the worst day of my life. My dad would have beat the ever living shit out of me if I ever said that this was the worst day of my life.
And this guy, and
not
like,
even physically, verbally.
Just don't hold your iPad like that.
Yeah. At 13, like, it was like, don't get killed.
I didn't even have a Walkman at 13, so fuck that.
13. that's 7th grade, right?
Yeah, that was 14, right?
Broken leg. I got my first stereo. No, I don't think
I had a CD player until...
Gonna get, like,
no, but I'm just saying, like, that was... There was no...
Really?
Everything else... Yeah, I don't know. I did have that whole awesome bully experience of Josh Courtney. That was not fun at all during that time. That was, like, 6th, 7th grade. Like, I couldn't even... Like, myself, Max, Cody... Sean Laughlin, like a bunch of people couldn't even go to Cannon Park because him and his cronies would go around and just beat the shit out of kids.
Which, and I got at Cannon Park all the time.
Yeah. Like,
I still have worse days than that.
Yeah.
Like, but, when my children.
Oh, no, decided, like, as a, like, as point a kid, in your life.
Okay.
But as a kid, the worst part of that up to that point was the issue of how irritating it was to not be able to go to a fucking park because all I wanted to do was fucking play. And not get my ass kicked by the fucking douchebag.
Yeah, I got
like
my
4 years
kicked
old.
At that part all the time.
You know, like, that shit was just really inconvenient, to say the least. In, like, hindsight, you're like, that's just inconvenient to life.
The most inconvenient thing at 7th grade was, what's her name, Mary. From the up the street. Like, you lived right across the street. Lori.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, it was Lori. The one that lived across the street from me.
No, it's Maria.
No, it was Lori that lived across the street from you.
Yeah.
That was Lori.
Justin, you gotta go.
No, it's the one up the street that lived across the street from you.
Brady.
No, that was the one after that.
The one before that was that.
Because that's the one I kind of dated for a little bit.
Yeah, he had a girlfriend at one time.
Yeah, like
that he hid from us.
I didn't that, know Justin? You guys that well.
Yeah, you did. Okay. 8th grade, you knew us.
I had a few, but
yeah.
Yeah, because Chris already fucking kicked you off the seat.
What's her name? I also dated, what's her name? Brittany.
Yeah, bring them all up to us now.
Yeah, now. Yeah. You're like,
and
it's all recorded and known.
The super crazy chick that, like, painted the house, like, American flags.
That's Lori.
That is, oh, okay.
All right, Justin.
I hate you so much, Justin.
you gotta take the fuck off.
Yeah, like, I gotta go to work.
Work. Like, if you show up a couple minutes later, it's not matter.
I have work clothes.
And since you've had the hugest fucking problem with how we sign shit off, I'm going to let you figure it out.
I think we all should say it together. It would be the simplest thing.
That's what we were trying to do last week.
Oh, we'll let Robert start. Let's let Robert start.
All right, Robert.
Because he didn't get to talk about today.
Want to go first?
Oh, I guess Robert's just pissed. I didn't want to talk today.
He doesn't want to. He's too good to talk.
Yeah.
So.
Robert thinks he's better than us. All right. That's fair.
Well, I guess we're ending the podcast now. And... It's been a fun time, enjoyable, as you just sit and stare and glaze in my eyes, you know. Aww, you're sick.
Go. You never knew you could glaze.
You look disturbingly adorable.
Like, it's like glazed, like he's like glazed over, and it's like.
It's not rain if you like it. That's what that look said.
We never did introduce ourselves, though.
No, we're doing the intro when you leave. because you have to go to work.
Oh, that's cool.
So our sign off.
No.
Oh, Justin. Justin has to do this. No, we're going to let you do this. This is all you.
Go ahead, Justin. Yeah. Let's do it all together. All
right.
You figure it out.
Okay. 5, 4.
Car.
Okay.
Whoa. Hold up a sec, you guys. First of all, I was never even there. This is ridiculous. You guys sucked. I was not even present at this podcast shit. You guys, lame. How? You're not even real friends, are you? You guys suck. Seriously. Rob out.